Thank you for joining us on this, the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. By the way, we mentioned social media in the last segment. If you are into social media and you do not follow us, we are everywhere. We are on Instagram. I have a personal page, Frank Sontag. I have a ministry page, KMG Ministries. And on Facebook, we have one and the same, as well as a Frank Sontag Show page. Give us a follow. Follow us online at franksontag.com. Get on our mailing list. We're everywhere, and we're here to serve and help you kind of navigate through some very strange times. 800-222-5222. I do hope this hour we can take some calls. I love to just have conversations. And if you're new to the program, we can agree to disagree if you have a particular position that you think may be in opposition to some of the things that I've shared on the air. Or we can just talk about life and some of the crazy things that are going on in our country. Now, many people have student loans. Maybe you have a thought about what went down this week with President Biden talking about forgiving certain parts of student loans. This is a man that plagiarized in law school, of all places. Yeah, our president. You don't know anything about that? Well, I'm not surprised. How much will this loan forgiveness cost all of us as taxpayers? Estimates vary. Some say it'll be $300 billion after 10 years. That's about $2,000 per taxpayer. Others say it's between $400 and $600 billion. This is a lot of money that the taxpayer will take on as a burden. Are you someone that had a student loan and you're thrilled that this idea that the president has stepped in and said, well, we're gonna forgive up to $20,000 of student loan debt and all the other incentives? Are you someone that maybe did put yourself through school and through hard work, you paid off that loan and you're going, man, this is something about this is really wrong? Or maybe you just have a comment as a taxpayer. We have a wide open board, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. If you have any thoughts on the student loan bailout, you'll talk to Tricia. She's the woman you speak with before you get on the air with me. So know you're invited to call in anytime in this segment about the student loan bailout. Now I want to read something to you. There is an article at the Washington Stand. Ben Johnson is a senior reporter and editor there, and he has written something called Seven Ways Biden's Student Loan Bailout is Immoral. Immoral. This will give you some food for thought. If you don't know, President Biden announced earlier in the week that he will try to, if he has it his way, bail out college students for up to $20,000. And in some ways it sounds, well, that's really compassionate. But what about the people that, again, have paid off their loans? Does that make them victims? Does it reward the guilty? And what about those of us that follow the Bible? Does it violate biblical morality? Here's a little bit about what Ben Johnson has to say, and then we'll take some calls. We've got some people on the screen already. 800-222-KABC. Seven ways Ben Johnson says that this loan bailout is immoral. We'll hit a few of them, not all seven. Number one, it incentivizes the bad behavior of borrowers. Ben says the Bible tells us to fulfill our promises, but this new program encourages Americans to renege on their legal obligations. And I would agree on that. Be responsible. Number two, it rewards the bad behavior of college administrators. Uh-oh. Although universities held out a college degree, right, as the expressway to a comfortable life, get your degree and you can write your own ticket, it's not the case for most people that graduate. Of all college students that never even make it to their graduation day, an even higher percentage of those who took out student loans did not earn a degree within 6 years. So there are people that took out student loans that didn't even get their degree. Number three, it intensifies the bad behavior of the government. This is the one that stands out to me as the most culpable in my thoughts against this idea. And maybe you have thoughts for the idea. Call 800-222-5222. Ben Johnson writes, Biden's bailout revealed interlocking layers of iniquity. The government rigged college loans so that most would not be paid back. Long story short, the Obama and Biden administrations instituted a scheme that capped most college loan payments at 10%, in some cases 20%. That makes payments so low that three-quarters of students with such loans could not pay back even the interest, let alone the principal. That is, the more they paid, the more they owed. While students who deliberately game the system deserve blame, others could never hope to meet their obligations because of the way the Obama and Biden restructured the loan process, those administrations. It discourages virtuous behavior. The loan bailout encourages, well, government dependence at the expense of responsibility. I think that's an obvious one. This is what I heard some legal scholars weigh in on this week on some of the talking head shows. They say it's unconstitutional and illegal that Joe Biden doesn't have the power to do this. They say it violates both the U.S. Constitution and statutory law. While the distinction is worth noting, it is redundant. Unconstitutional is another way of saying illegal, right? The founding fathers gave us the right to amend the Constitution, but we may never ignore it. And some say that Joe Biden doesn't have the power, and if this goes through, we are ignoring the Constitution. Finally, maybe this is you. It forces the innocent to pay for the guilty. The student loan crisis was created ex nihilo by the unholy trinity of politicians, college administrators, and a subset of students who never intended to repay their debts. Yet the burden's going to fall on U.S. taxpayers, either in the form of higher taxes, heavier debt, more rampant inflation, all three maybe. Middle-class voters had no hand in the creation of this system. So what are your thoughts on this proposal of bailing out students and their loan debt? 800-222-5222. Joe in Santa Monica. Joe, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey there.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Good, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I want to see how quickly you're going to cut me off when I present some facts to you. And these are facts that anybody can look up if they have the internet.
Well, let me let you know we have 2 minutes to break. They're all yours. I'm not cutting anybody off. I never do.
Right.
Go ahead.
So let's not forget Donald Trump's fraudulent Trump.
Hold on. Time out. Can we stick to the topic at hand, or are you just going to, you know, grandstand at the expense of other callers? We're talking about the student loan bailout right now.
Okay. Well, all the Republicans didn't complain when they got bailed
out.
Put
them on hold. Thank you. Boy, talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy. Tell you what, stay on hold and later in the hour, I'll take your call. We're just topical right now, so don't think I'm cutting you off. Joe, stay on hold and we'll come back and you can just state your grievance on the air at the risk of me cutting you off. But I think it's important to stay topical. We're talking about the student loan bailout. Actually, Todd in Anaheim would like to talk about what we're trying to have a discussion about. Todd, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Thanks, Frank. I love what you did to that last caller. Good job. I've got three kids who all decided to go to community college to save money and then transfer to four-year universities because we could not afford to send them all to four-year universities. We're paying for the whole thing so they can come out of college debt-free, right? We saved for 20 years watching our kids grow to college age and go through college and with no debt, right? So why should we have to pay for others who didn't do the same thing, did not have the same responsible financial approach?
Well, it does disturb those that want to, at the very least, do everything in line of being hardworking and being responsible. And yet the innocent are now going to have to pay for the guilty. And that's part of the position you're taking. It's a point I know a lot of people are frustrated, angry, and upset about.
100%. Don't understand how we can be responsible for 20 years saving for our kids when others who are not responsible get $10,000 or $20,000 gifted to them from our taxes.
Yep, indeed. Todd, thank you for the call. If there are others that would like to weigh in, we'll get in maybe on the next segment. And by the way, the caller, I don't remember his name, that got on, he hung up. But I want to state this very clearly. I'm not here to manipulate. I'm not here to hang up on. I'm not here to scapegoat. If you have a grievance, be a mature adult and state your grievance in the appropriate manner. Don't get on the air and set up, I'm gonna just see how long you're going to take before you cut me off. And, oh, please. I'm a grown man. I'm a professional. I don't need to be sensationalistic or controversial. I've been in radio 30-some years. If you want to disagree, I'll give you 3 minutes and not say a word. But don't posture that way. You just set yourself up. Dare I say, don't be an idiot. I guess I did say it. So I don't remember the caller's name, but if you're listening, you can call back at the bottom of the hour when we don't have topics and we're just inviting people to call. 800-222-5222. Many people contacted me in the interim since we were on last Friday and asked me to revisit the World Climate Declaration. We may do that. Talk a little bit about gas-powered vehicles being banned in California in 12 to 13 years. Good luck on that. And also, this hour, I will spend a moment on the Disinformation Governance Board. How say you? You're welcome to call 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. I just got an alert on my phone from Rumble. Says the Frank Sontag Show has added one new video. I'm not sure what just got posted, but we are on Rumble, and sometime in the next few weeks, we are going to podcast and do a video alongside. The videographer has been threatening to come in, but that hasn't happened yet. Maybe it'll happen next week. I don't know, but if you're on Rumble, follow us, and all of our podcasts are up. Let's see here. Let me get into this story. We'll take calls at the bottom of the hour. We've got a couple calls on the screen, random topics. Do you try to be informed in terms of the news? A study out of Texas Tech University says keeping up with the latest news can be very bad for your health. Researchers at Texas Tech University found that Americans who obsessively follow the news are more likely to suffer from both physical and mental health problems, including anxiety and stress. Those who constantly check the latest headlines end up with, quote, significantly greater physical ill-being, end quote, than those who tune in less often. The team adds that constantly keeping on top of the latest developments can lead to a vicious cycle where people always check for more updates rather than tuning out after a quick read. Is that you? but I'm just trying to stay informed. Yeah, I get it. Researchers also found that this can start interfering with people's personal lives, leaving them feeling powerless and distressed about global events, including things like the pandemic, the war in Ukraine, and climate change. Study authors found 16.5% of participants in their experiment showed signs of, quote, severely problematic news consumption, end quote. What does that mean? Well, it means they often became so immersed and personally invested in news stories that current events dominated their thoughts, which disrupted time with their family and friends, made it difficult to focus on school or work, and even contributed to restlessness and an inability to sleep. News addicts were significantly more likely to experience poor physical and mental health than those who were less obsessed with the news. Are you obsessed with the news? Get this. In the case of problematic news consumption, research has shown that individuals may decide to stop or at least dramatically reduce their news consumption if they perceive it's having adverse effects on their mental health. It's like, hey, you know, it's not good for you. We are bombarded with fear porn constantly, let alone propaganda and lies. Speaking of propaganda and lies, for example, previous research has shown that individuals who became aware of and concerned about the adverse effects that their constant attention to sensationalized coverage of COVID-19 was having on their mental health reported making the conscious decision to tune out. Researchers say media literacy campaigns are necessary to help people develop a healthier relationship with the news. They also want more discussion about how the news industry may be fueling the problem. Yeah, do you partake in news? I always say, why do you even bother to watch any news? You know, maybe consume a little bit online, read or listen to news reports, top of the hour quickly or something, but obsession with it. And local news, I hesitate to say this. Years ago, I had a friend who was a news anchor on a local news station. I don't think she's there anymore. But watching local news is painful. It's really painful. I mean, I would rather watch paint dry or have bamboo shoots under my nails or something. I mean, it's just awful. News. Yes. Years ago, I told the story. I was the news director at a local station here at KLOS. It's a rock station. I did news in the morning. And I was really grieved by the ongoing cycle of just depressing and dark. And our news was called News and Views, where you would report the news and state your views. So I went in one morning. I had the brilliant idea, right? The epiphany, the light bulb moment. So I go into my program director and I say, hey, boss, I got a great idea for the 7:15 news. He said, what is it? I said, let's call it Good News and Views, right? There's a lot of good that happens in the world. Inspire people. Stories about love and community. And he just looked at me and he said, people don't want to hear good news. He said, get out of my office. He has since retired. I just want to name him on the air, but I won't do that. But do not obsess on watching news, please. It's not going to make you better. It's not good for you. Now, researchers at Texas Tech have even solidified that there are ramifications by which it will impact your health in a very adverse, bad sort of way. Remember back in the spring, the old Disinformation Governance Board? We heard Big Brother. They're going to announce this board where, what was her name? Nina Jankowicz. She was tapped to be the head of the board. This woman was really a Fruit Loop. And, you know, they were going to oversee disinformation. The government was going to get involved in that one. This was back in April and May. Well, she was announced as the head. She shortly submitted her resignation because certain videos popped up online and some of her tweets were just out there. And they decided, through the Department of Homeland Security, they decided to pause the whole idea. Well, they've come out officially. They announced it has been ended before it even started. I think probably the outcry of so many people. A disinformation governance board. Government getting involved in media censorship. I mean, we see that in social media, right? We saw that with COVID. Facebook, Twitter, banning people, censoring people, cancel culture. But there is a bright spot here. The Disinformation Governance Board is not going to be anything that the Department of Homeland Security is going to pursue. We need to celebrate the victories, do we not? 800-222-5222. In the remaining 30 minutes, we are going to talk about California wanting to ban all gas vehicles by 2035. We may get into the World Climate Declaration. Thousands of scientists said there's no climate emergency. It's kind of strange, isn't it? And we'll take your calls. I'm going to focus on taking calls on any and all topics. And Joe in Santa Monica is back on the board. He's the man that called in and said, hey, before you hang up on me, I know you won't give me 2 minutes. Well, we'll take Joe in the second 30 minutes of the broadcast. Edward in Westlake Village, others as well, 800-222-5222. And before we pause officially, let's have a little fun. If you are a regular listener to the program, you know my good friend Craig Parker Adams is a musician and plays one heck of a guitar. He has a brand new album out. I listen to it constantly. It's called Vistale Buell, and he's put together this fun commercial and inviting our KABC family to pick it up. Check this out.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. Vistale Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of Vistale Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, Vistale Buell, coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
And there you have it. You can also go to Craig's website, CraigParkerAdams.com. What do you think about the idea of maybe once a month or every other month on the first Monday we have musicians in here and we actually get after it a little bit and play some good music, maybe even some rock and roll? I have some friends that are musicians. I've floated the idea. Some are on tour, but they're like, they said if they can do it, they're in. Do you like that idea? Call us, 800-222-5222. In the remaining 30 minutes, we'll take calls on basically any topics. I used to do a segment on Fridays called Open Phone Friday where you can call in and talk about anything or ask any question. You can do that. We have a couple of lines open, 800-222-KABC. And also, I want to talk about California banning gas-powered vehicles and share a little bit about the declaration from thousands of scientists saying there's no such thing as a climate emergency. That and much more as we continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. In the remaining two segments of the program, maybe I'll save the last segment to talk a bit about gas-powered vehicles and the story from last week about there is no climate emergency. But we've got almost a full board. We have one line open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. We'll treat this segment as kind of Open Phone Friday So if you'd like to call in and share anything or ask anything, no topic is on the table in particular. So it's pretty much open phones for this segment only. You're welcome to call. If you call right now, you will get through. We have a line open. 800-222-KABC. Let's talk to Edward in Westlake Village. Edward, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Edward, how are you?
Fine. I just wanted to talk about what the people are looking for from the Republican Party. And I think one of the things is to lower crime. And basically, it's not an accident that cities like Westlake Village and Simi Valley are very, very low in the country. And they're usually like number one and number two in as far as low crime rate. And it's because of the enforcement, the way the police enforce things. And that's just not being done. And, you know, everybody talks about the broken window theory and things like that. But there's a way to do it right now, because so many of the kids, as you want to say, are jumping into cars and going crazy and doing all the various things like that. And there's really ways to correct that. I'm from Northern California, and I moved to Burbank when I was like 13. And I've always been kind of a car nut, and I've always got into cars, and I did racing. And I was a member of the street racers, and I raced, and I raced at the drag strip and various things like that. A lot of people don't know it, but LAPD had participated in allowing us to race down in South Central. We actually had Christmas trees set up, and we did racing and things like that. There's no place for the kids to race.
Yeah.
And these kids, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to race. They just get out, and they race for miles. They don't understand a quarter mile. And the point I'm trying to make is these people are doing everything wrong with their, because they're running around with exhaust hanging around, making noise. They do the exhibition of speed. When I was in Burbank, I knew enough, you know, when I had my license. So you don't do anything in Burbank.
Well, let me jump in here, Edward. We've got a full board. I appreciate the call. The one comment I have is I agree with you. I think the youth in some ways, they've got nowhere to expel their energies. I actually last night was asked to do an invocation at a fundraising dinner for our sheriff, Alex Villanueva, who I met last night. Pretty good guy. We have some problems in L.A. County, not necessarily because of sheriff, but we can get into that one. But yeah, we do have a serious problem. And what are we going to do about it? Thank you, Edward. Let's talk to Michael in Mission Viejo, then Joe in Santa Monica. Michael, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, Frank. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well, Michael. How are you?
I'm well as well. Hey, listen, I want to talk to you about this confusion that we have with this new generation that's coming up. Obviously, you have been talking about it with this influencer on social media and TikTok and so forth. And obviously, you see what TikTok has done with the theft rates with specific cars and stuff. It's just bad, all this stuff going on. Because what's happening is that disinformation, which is intentionally passed information that is false, is basically contaminating the minds of the youth.
Yeah. Can you be specific? I'm not following you. Help me understand what you're saying.
Let me give you an example.
Sounds good.
If you go to a college campus today and you start asking questions about specific theories, let's say general relativity or evolution or specific things, and when you actually start getting down into the details of those theories and those ideas that are proposed to the students, they don't hold up. They're not scientifically sound.
And you think that is – and why do you think that is? What do you think the core reason is?
Well, this is the thing. It goes back to God and philosophy and Jesus, whether you're a believer in Jesus and whether you believe in yourself. But that's a much, much deeper question. What I'm trying to say is that we can almost, from Zuckerberg yesterday basically admitting that the government is now a censor, using social media to censor the youth. We can basically say, hey, they're doing the same thing in the schools.
Michael, let me jump in. We've got a lot of calls. I appreciate your call, and I thank you for it. Part of my view on universities and colleges is simple. This is indoctrination. This has been coming for decades. you know, whether it's teachers' unions, what is being taught, CRT. You shared a lot of concerns, and I struggled to follow what you were exactly saying. Other than in a very large sense, you and I have a concern for the younger generation. That we can agree on for sure. You're welcome to call back anytime, Michael. Thank you. Let us talk to Joe in Santa Monica. I believe Joe called earlier. Joe, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you for having me back. I just wanted to say what I wanted to say, give some perspective to the student loan issue. Again, Trump was a fraudulent guy with his Trump University. Anybody can look that up. All of the Republican senators didn't complain when they got their PPP loans forgiven. Look that up. And also, look, I'm a very sent down the road, center of the line kind of person about most issues. But you're being intellectually dishonest about this whole thing. If you look up Trump's spending,
Hold on. You made an accusation. I am being disingenuous and intellectually dishonest about what in particular specifically?
By the way, you present things and as distorted truth.
Be specific. Pick the best one.
Well, let anyone Google which administration has spent the most money, and they'll see Trump spent $27 trillion.
I'm not sitting here defending the Trump administration. You just made an accusation. Back it up. How am I spreading?
Well, I'm backing it up by giving perspective to this thing. You're saying that, you know, it's all bad. It's going to cost all this money.
Hold on. And we'll get you back on. I read a commentary. I quoted the source. I read his position. We took a call from a father who tried to do it the right way with his kids. Again, you made an accusation. Back it up. I want to know specifically what I'm doing that's disingenuous.
Well, I'm going to talk about a bigger problem, okay? The bigger problem is you're making your money just going into an echo chamber. And the truth of the matter is the right's not right everything. The left is not wrong on everything. There's a truth that's somewhere in between oftentimes. And the problem with all these talk shows is they're just feeding the extreme and the divisiveness, and this is a real problem for our country.
Let's have a conversation. So I am the same as all talk shows, and when you listen to my program, you're saying I'm very politically heavy. You have me confused, my friend. You're listening to somebody else. And by the way, time out. Yeah. If you think I'm turning a large dollar doing this program, I'm a follower of Christ. He knows my truth and my heart on this. I don't need to get into that one, but let me just tell you, you are sadly mistaken. And I don't want Joe to go away. I want to give you the final comment. But again, you accuse me publicly on the air of just spreading all this nonsense. And the next thing you know, you're saying all talk shows, the right-wing conservatives are all the same. I don't do a lot of conversations politically heavy on this program at all. So I invite you to continue listening. Give me your closing comment, and I'll leave it at that.
I believe Christ believes in forgiveness, and the right doesn't seem to display a lot of forgiveness and a lot of kindness right now. That's my final word.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll leave it at that. Please call again. I'll refrain from a counter comment because I said you have the final comment. 800-222-5222. Yes, indeed. By the way, you can email me, franksontag.com. I read all my emails. When we continue, for the sake of accuracy, I'm going to read a story from someone named Nathan Bomey. California to ban new gas vehicles by 2035. In the push for EVs. More of the Frank Sontag Show next, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, our final segment for this Friday night's broadcast. If you miss anything, you can always go to franksontag.com and listen to the entire podcast. I don't know about you. I file my income taxes. If ever there's a time where we may need somebody to be in our camp, income tax-wise, I cannot recommend my good friend Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers more than right now. The truth is, I've known Phil for 50 years. We went to high school together. He's incredible at what he does, and he wants to help you with taxes, whether it's file, if you're audited, if you haven't filed in recent times, or you're just concerned about what's going on with the IRS. He is the IRS problem solver, literally. I got audited 7 years ago. He got on the phone with the IRS and set up some things, and he's an amazing guy. I cannot recommend him enough. StopIRSPain.com is their website. And he called me this week and said, give out my number. This is not tax season. I can help people now. 877, the number 6-SOLVER. 877-6-SOLVER. If you call Phil Liberatore, he'll take care of you. Tell him I said hello. Let's take one more call. Bobby in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello. I'm the greatest caller in the history of radio. How are you?
You broke up when you said, what did you say at the beginning?
I'm sorry. I was trying to be lighthearted. I was saying hello from the greatest caller in the history of radio. I guess my joke went south. Never mind. One of the reasons I opened up my call like that is because I've been listening to talk radio for years. I know all the tidbits of what comes out of talk radio, and I'm a fan. What I don't think you get, or maybe you just don't want to acknowledge, is when one side does this thing where they, you know, deny certain facts or believe in conspiracy theories or blame the other side and say things like this country's going to hell and it's because of the left. That kind of stuff happens on both sides, but it happens way more on the right than it does on the left. And the reason I say all this is because what the last caller is trying to show you is, one, you're not acknowledging how America gets divided by things like that. And two, I would imagine he's also trying to say to you, if you are a believer in the Prince of Peace, which I believe you are, and you're a believer in God, which I am also a believer in God, anyone who believes in God would say, what can we do to unite everyone instead of doing this routine of divide and blame the other side?
Well, let me ask a question.
Sure.
Since you brought up, I'm assuming you're bringing up the Jesus Christ of the Bible that I am a follower of. Is that who you're making reference to?
I just assumed you were a follower of he who is known as the Prince of Peace.
I'm asking a question. Is that who you're referring to? Yes or no? It's a yes or no. Yes.
Jesus Christ in the Bible, right.
Okay. Is Jesus Christ of the Bible also referenced in Exodus 15:3, which states the Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name?
That's a good question. I'm not an expert on the Bible.
Okay. Are we just going to make reference to Jesus as somehow Savior, or are we going to talk about he is Lord? Lord signifies authority. He is my Lord. I gave my life to him in 2009. I don't take that relationship lightly. And to represent him as being somehow this peacemaker, what does he say about sin in his ministry on earth and in the Bible? Did he just hang out with sinners, or did he tell people don't sin? Sin no more.
So you're gonna cherry pick what you want to go by?
I'm not cherry picking anything. I'm saying my relationship with Jesus is all I have in my life. And to get on a radio program and somehow speak to me as if somehow you know me? You don't know me. Don't categorize me and put me in the camp of all talk radio. I've done this for 38 years. I'm 67. You sound a little younger than me. Maybe you need to respect your elders a little bit. But all I can tell you is this. I take this seriously. I talk about division all the time and how we can unite. And Jesus is the only way to unite. I despise Republicans and Democrats alike. We have a serious problem with political illiteracy in this country. But more than anything, we have a greater problem with biblical illiteracy. So be careful. I'm not going to sit here and roll over, and I'm surely not sitting here padding my pockets, growing division and being sensationalistic in controversy. And I hope you hear me loud and clear. And I thank you for the call. yeah, we have serious problems, and I'm just here weaving more of the problem. You need to listen to the program a bit more. Go to franksontag.com. I have a ministry I take no money from. We attempt to get men's lives back in order. We disciple them. We help them. We help put marriages back together. We have men's conferences. We challenge men to step up and be leaders and warriors, just like Jesus Christ, who is not only Savior, but He is Lord. And the very last thing, I probably don't sound like a Christian that you've ever met before. I'm not a pastor. Jesus saved me from myself. I praise Him every day and pray every day that the veil of secrecy and lies and evil would be ripped wide open. We're in a battle. This is a war spiritually. We live at a time of spiritual deception. And there's a lot of blame that can be pointed and go around completely. I don't believe in the concept of blame. And if you get that from me, call me and take me to task specifically, not just make broad accusations. And there's 80-some-odd radio stations in town. You're welcome to listen to anybody else. We're here every Friday night. So let me leave you with this. I've been in California most of my life, and there's this big push now because of climate change, which is a lot of nonsense. California is poised to ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles starting in 2035. We really think this can happen? Do you really think this is an attempt at being a solution to the problem of climate change? We already have the industry that's facing production shortfalls, stressed supply chains, unforeseen cost challenges for electric vehicles, and we're going to force the car industry, 2035 California, no gas-powered vehicles. It's amazing. Some say this is just, you want to talk about politicizing something. This year, 15% of California new vehicle sales were EVs, electric vehicles. Michelle Krebs, who's an Auto Trader insider, said, quote, "I don't know if this is even realistic." She said, everybody's working toward that goal, but there's some hurdles, some we have not anticipated. A man named John Bozzella, CEO of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, said this, quote, "Whether or not these requirements are realistic or achievable is directly linked to external factors like inflation, charging and fuel infrastructure, supply chains, labor, critical mineral availability, and pricing." There's a whole list of challenges here. By the way, prices of electric vehicles have gone up. In July, $63,000 for an electric vehicle. Yeah, but we're all going to be driving them in 2035. Very last thing. I am not one that thinks there is no climate change or global warming. Of course there is. But if you looked at recorded history, it's cyclical. It goes up, it goes down. We've had an ice age. If you heard the program last week, some scientist professor at UCLA who gets a few bucks for research says we're going to have this mega flood sometime in the next 30 years. And I say you can't have it both ways. But I try to present it in a logical, rational way. If we have a situation with a drought where people are being forced to limit their water usage and we have brownouts and people are being punished for excessive water use, then why in the HE double toothpicks, when it does rain, why don't we conserve this water? Why don't we store this water? Why is most of it just washed out to sea? I'll tell you why. Because the state of California went to you know where a few decades ago when all the environmental radicals came in. And we got to protect this and we have to do this bureaucracy. Oh no, we can't prioritize. Check out the country of Israel. Do you have any idea how Israel gets water? What are we next to? What is that thing? That big blue space that covers most of the planet. Do you think we can do anything with that? But no, it's a drought. Punish the middle class. Drive an electric vehicle. And the elites fly in their private jets. Notice I'm not saying the left or the right. Those of you that may just be trolls out there. I'm not a dumb man. I may be simple-minded, but I am not stupid. I've been at this for 30-some years. And I despise cowards. Information is valuable. Global warming will come and go. We're going to get another administration sooner or later that'll probably sign a bunch of executive orders. And we don't know where it's going to go, but the globalists are alive and well. This is the big push, the big green push. Yeah, everything's going to end in 10 years. They've been talking about this for decades. 1989, they said we had 10 years. Time to wake up, people. Time to read the Declaration of Independence, how this all started. Too much government, not enough we the people. And political hacks are in both camps. Although currently, the left is dominating the political horizon right now. If you have any thoughts at all, you're welcome to email us at franksontag.com. The podcast will be up shortly at the same site. Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday night for another Frank Sontag show. God bless you. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.